ass-kicking, uncensored rock 24 hours a day. LVRocks.com.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Spankwagon Radio begins now.
Sort of like candy J-pop-ish sort of techno here. I kind of like it. I always liked it. So I made it an intro years ago. Of course it's very mean. Hey, how you doing? Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. It's 6 p.m. here in Las Vegas, and you know what that means. And the Ken Jennings Domination Tour. Or whatever his name is. Is his name Ken Jennings? Did I really? Okay, good. I thought I... Yay! Oh, shit. Oh, here comes an Oompa Loompa. What is it with the studio fucking Oompa Loompas, man? We need to, like, deadbolt the doors and say, hey, man, Dave here. God, no shit. Or we'll accidentally lock out people who are supposed to be here on time. We're here... We want in! We want help! Candygram. Yeah. What the... Is there anything I can help you with, sir? I just had a nose show up in my point of view. This isn't good. A pencil with an eraser. Is this pencil do anything special? Do you have close sentimentality to the pencil itself?
Yeah, I stuck it on my ass
once,
so I
have,
like,
oh. God. We need to get a camera on him. Do we have both cameras pointed away? Did we on that? Yeah, let's see. I tell you, people don't believe us. We got studio gnomes. Oh, my God, he might have... the lost and the aimless. Quick, hide the porn. I don't know, I never got it. I said, yeah, you know, I win. You win porn! Yeah! Where is it? Well, we kind of watched it and it got sticky. All right, what were we... Oh, yeah, we were telling him this is Spankwagon Radio on the app. Did you have McDonald's again before the show? Yeah, you did. Tonight, though, we're going to do a little bit different from the normal. We're going to deviate from the norm. No, we're not deviating that far. We like the internet. We really do. And with the internet, we could say the words like fuck. And no, so we're not deviating from that. So I think... Yeah, I know what you're saying. Okay, I see what you're saying there. Sort of the seven dirty words or the seven words you can't say, and then go from there. Makes good sense to me. Anywho. Actually, my week was shit. Pure and utter shit, and you'll actually understand that a little more later on in the show. I really don't want to know about Cody and his pony. That's mildly disturbing, actually. Well, I think he's, what, 12, 13 now, and she still gushes, so I don't know. I'm actually trying to find something I just thought of. when you said sing along. Yes, I just went to Google to search for Google. It's not gonna like infinite loop like Mysteries of the Universe are fucking solved because you googled. No, actually, what I was gonna do is I was gonna probably, but again. Weird. No, I was actually gonna play this. Rather annoying. You know, it's one of those things that's just out on the internet. And that's really all that it is. It's something that was just out in the air. I'm going, that was a dancing banana. No, that was a dancing banana. Dancing banana. Anyhow, Spankwagon Radio. Today's show, though, we're going to do, like I said, deviate from the norm. Three, four months ago, actually. It's been quite a while. We did a Getting to Know show where we played music that clicked with us. Wiggity, wiggity, whack. Well, if we do, it's only been a few months. It isn't like actual radio doesn't replay their playlists over and over and over again. What I wanted to do, though, actually, why don't you be first?
You want me to be first?
Yeah, we'll play track two. I have it on here. Why don't you get up and introduce, like I'm thinking? We're gonna take advantage of this little fucking webcam thing we have here. Jesus Christ. And if you don't have the webcam, actually, let's get you guys in the chat first. Spankwagon.net, click the cam or chat link, or, you know, if you can find us on the internet, I know you can find a cam and chat. But get there, because what you'll do... Okay.
So you got to turn the mics on.
You're on.
I do not hear myself. That is not a good thing.
You should hear yourself. I hear you.
I don't hear myself.
That's because you don't have your cans on anymore. Anyhow, get in the cam and chat room there, and you can also bring up the webcam. Claude's right now in front of the webcam.
Some sort of like demented confession.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I know, it's pretty bad.
Okay, so why don't we go ahead. Actually, I got to find the song. Oh, yeah, here it is. Tell us what your song is. Well, tell us what track two is for you.
Track two is a pretty depressing track, actually, right here. It's not too bad. It's a cover. I honestly don't know who sings it right there.
Gary Jules.
Gary Jules?
Yes.
Is it Gary Jules? Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, track two, I really dig it, actually. It's a... I feel like this is some sort of demented high school project. I didn't like it with the last time. But no, it's a pretty depressing ditty.
You get a failing grade.
I can actually drive and just listen to the song repetitively.
Well, we
over
were...
and over again.
We were joking about it at work because it would be so...
Oh, yeah.
That we played again.
It's a song that's depressing. You just want to get away from me right there, and you can't. God, I feel like the...
Are you sitting... Do we need to get the fake brick wall behind you?
There we go. Yeah, no. I feel like some sort of, like, pioneer. I feel like the first white man at the Apollo.
Pioneer or victim? Why don't we just go ahead and play it? Then everybody will understand.
But this is track two, man.
So anytime you hear us joke about track two,
this is the song. But actually, it's called Mad World, and it's a cover by
Gary Jules.
And it was originally recorded by Tears for Fears. Me personally, the Tears for Fears version was a little... It wasn't bad. It was very poppy. But I like this one very much better. This is the kind of song that I would listen to if I were going to go on like a mass murder rampage and then end up in like a suicide thing, you know, like on CNN type getaway car.
Okay.
With a sawed off. So let's go. Let's play that.
Okay. You ready?
I'm very ready.
Tears are filling up their drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad.
That's track two. I like that song. Well, of course, you got your cans on.
No, I mean, this microphone here, I'm turning around. It's very interesting. I can give you a better explanation for this song now than I could before. Let me go ahead and do that. So the funny background of this song actually was, while Church was away from London, I was working. I had drive the truck back and forth on the little side of Cloud City.
Right.
And he left this TV in his truck, and they had, electric sticks and powder and running a transfer van, which that's all you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the one that's getting over a lot of play right now, right.
Yeah. So what happened was, I found my stuff in the Google track number two.
On my disc that I burned.
And I could drive from one side of the valley to the other one. And this is a very reflective song. It's very easy to relate to.
Right, right.
And I really love that too. That's like I say, that's a very kind of like feel myself song. I really like it.
It is in a way. Now,
as depressed, I kid you not, everybody at home, playing the home game, if you want to, get a copy of that song, put it in the CD player, and come to it.
You will guarantee you will want to kill yourself by the time you're done listening to that song. Yeah, because you just, yes, I do. I do, and I mean, we both were doing it, talking about it, not realizing that we both did it. Let me go ahead and do my little thing here. What am I at, four? Oop, no, I'm at two. And, yeah, of course you hear me now. Sorry about that, folks. What I was trying to say is now that we actually have a studio space and a little bit more free range instead of the kitchen, we're going to have a little more fun with the webcam. He's going to be naked. Or break dancing. No, you said you were going to break dance. Well, yeah, we got to make sure when we put the gear down to get all the wires out of the way, because right now it's fucking a snake pit down here.
I know, dude.
So anyhow, this next song actually means a lot to me, because this week has been a shit week for one big reason this whole week. I was going for a management position. One great thing about our company and what they decide they want to do is they force people to take this wonderful test. It's one of those, you know, standardized testing. Everyone has to pass if you want to continue. As a matter of fact, only to pass, you have to get 51%, which means it's written to fail. If you don't answer, it's scored bad. If you do answer and you answer wrong, it's scored even worse. Things like that. It's not a good test. A lot of people at where I work are very upset that I failed. Not at me, but now they're all upset at the test. It's really kind of ironic. Anywho, so when I heard that I took this test, I mean, I've been pissed all week. You can ask Claude. He's had to put up with me just being a complete ass. Well, the rest of the week was pretty much the same. Imagine that. So I've got a song, They Walk the Line. It's by a group called Warsaw. It's actually by a group called Joy Division, back before they were Joy Division. It's a great song. What the hell's that for? That's kind of strange, actually. So what this is, Warsaw, the group Warsaw turned into Joy Division. This is the song, They Walk the Line. So that was Warsaw with They Walked in Line. No. Formerly known as Warsaw, yes. And then went on to become Joy Division. No, he didn't. Abstract. You can only do abstract. Well, maybe you can do an audio, but I think you can only do it in a visual, you know, without sounding stupid. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. Tonight's show is a little different. It's kind of a getting-to-know show. Just what's kind of... I guess the theme I was thinking of when I put all this together was what's in my CD player? Claude, however, thought that was completely and utterly retarded. You shot it down. All right, that's fair enough.
mean, a lot of the songs that I have are like the driving and stuff like that.
See, that's what I try to. I mean, a lot of people listen to, like who was in the room there? Chazad said if they drove to that, he'd fall asleep and crash.
Dude,
people need upbeat. I need a little bit of everything. And you'll,
See,
you get pissy. Ooh.
Dude, I'm a dangerous driver. I cut off for a total way here. And not like, I didn't signal properly. I mean,
run them fucking down.
Yeah.
Now, don't forget tonight, if everybody is listening in, get your asses in the chat room, which you can connect to via the internet, via spankwagon.net. It's Cam and chat. You know, view us on the cam introducing our songs, because we're fucking around today. And you can also chat with us and put up your own songs that you listen to. Who knows? Maybe our next Getting to Know show will actually be a listener-supported show. If you want to get in the chat room, though, you're definitely going to want it. Later on, we will have Mad Props. We will have Dead Celebrity, because those are, well, those are staples of the industry. So what's your next song?
Well,
do you want to get up and announce, or do you want to sit and announce?
No, I'm
oh, I only have to hit a button then, huh?
Right.
Yay! Ook. Ook, ook, ook. Well, that's good. You can only trust me to do so much.
Okay. Basically, the next song right here, very good song. I dig it a lot myself. A lot of songs that I actually have, I listen to while driving, and like I say, it makes the driving experience much more than a commute.
Yes,
and
it does.
Yeah.
which
is a lot.
Out here, half the time, the it isn't really a commute as so much as it is a mobile parking lot.
Ah, yes, which is part of the frustration, too, when I listen to these kind of songs, which is actually why I have to play shit like, you know, Track 2.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting its name. It's just known as Track 2 around here.
Yeah, I mean, and it's Mad World, but it's always known as Track 2. And when we're sitting there going, Track 2.
Exactly. But this is a song myself that I totally dig, and I try to only play when I'm, like, out in the middle of nowhere, where I've got the road to myself, and, like, the speedometer shouldn't even exist.
And sometimes on my car, it doesn't. Yay! Just saying.
Yeah, I know. I've been there, too. Of course, I fixed mine.
Yeah.
Anyhow, but yeah, track two, the next tracked up by me right here, it's Orange Crush by R.E.M. Very, very popular song. Actually had a lot of meaning I didn't realize until later on when I actually looked at the lyrics. It's a very anti-Vietnam song about shell shock. And like I say, I can always relate to traumatic stuff, you know, because I'm deep or maybe I just need attention. Who knows?
You're shallow enough that anything scares you.
Sniffle. Nah. But I get over it quickly. But
take note.
But yeah, this is a song that I like I say, you know, I love to drive to because it's like the follow me, don't follow me. Who everybody my entire life, especially for my car, told me I shouldn't own one because it was a piece of junk, and I bought it and I fixed it, man. And this something people always told me I couldn't do, I proved their asses wrong. And everybody I've ever come back to that told me that I shouldn't get my DeLorean, man, I showed them, look, I bought one, I maintain it, it's my daily driver. They've all been extremely envious and have actually had to recant all their statements, man. So let's go ahead and let's play my open range driving song. This is Orange Crush by R.E.M.
Yes. You know what? And you were commenting because if you go to one of our one of the message boards I'm on is called Moparts, and Skier actually introduced me to that one. But anyhow,
really,
there's that dark girl chick who posts with those lyrics.
I've seen a lot of people post with those lyrics too.
Really?
Yeah, I actually have on some other chat board.
Huh.
It's really weird. Well, I can say it's a great, absolutely great song. And it's really a, you know, I've got my problems, leave me alone, you know. And like I said, I know it's really Vietnam. It's talking about Agent Orange.
Right.
That's what Orange Crush is. Agents of Greed and stuff like that, you know, being the, the soldiers killing stuff. And the fucking Tremblay brought back to them.
All right, now it's my turn again. Sorry about the mic bump. Hey, am I on camera? Hey! Hey, I'm on webcam. Look, now you can pay to see me on webcam. I can make money on this. Look, fat man nipple rubbing. Only at spankwagon.net. All right, you're listening. Well, I don't know. You had a good website idea that wasn't earlier that we were talking about. Anyhow, spankwagon.net. I'm Claude, or I'm Trenchies Claude. We're doing the Getting to Know show. That way you can hear some of what music moves us and why. This song I actually liked. The next one up, it was originally released with no music whatsoever. The artist wanted other people to contribute music. Few people did. Some of it was good. A lot of it was shitty. But then out came this DJ, DJ Danger Mouse, who put together Jay-Z's Black Album, which was recorded without music, and mixed in the White Album from the Beatles. Took a lot of sampling. Now, one song, yes, it's a good album. And I know it's rap, which is very odd for me to actually get into, but I really got into this one. Mostly... No, and I don't. I really don't. Now, mostly it's just because I like the title. I like the message, you know. It's 99 Problems, you know. And if anybody's seen the video, everybody should have seen the video by now. And I'm sure it's like heavy rotation on the three songs MTV still does play. Anyhow, what this is 99 Problems, Jay-Z, mixed by DJ Danger Mouse. So, enjoy.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the cat patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cask is closed. Rap critics say these money cash holes. I'm from the hood, stupid, what type of facts are those? If you grew up with holes in your zap for toe, you celebrate the minute you was having dope. I'm like, fuck critics, you can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio if I don't play they show. They don't play my hits. Well, I don't give a shit, so Rat Max try and use my black ass. So advertise to give her more cash for ads, fuckers. I don't know what she takes me as. Don't understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags to richest niggas, I ain't dumb. I got 99 bonds, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 pounds, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl pound, I prepare for you, son. I got 99 pounds, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. The year's 94 and my trunk is raw. In my rearview mirror is the motherfucking law. I got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car door. Bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. And I ain't trying to see no highway chase with Jake. Plus I got a few dollars, I could fight the case. So I pull over to the side of the road. I heard, son, do you know I'm stopping you for? Sir, I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I guess the more? Well, you were doing 55 in the 54. I'm lost in the registration, it's the body of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are. I ain't stepping out of shit, all my papers legit. Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit? Well, my glove compartment is locked, so it's the truck in the back. Then I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that. Aren't you sharp for tack? Do some time for Lauren, something somebody important or something time. I ain't passed the bar, but I know a little bit. Search my shit. Well, what's the outsmart you are when you say not? I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problem, how could that be, son? I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Now I know the time not too long ago. A nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. And this is not a hoe in the sense of to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again, back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzi with their cameras snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a meal for bail cause I'm African. Or because this fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't none sweeper, I hold my gun. I got 99 pounds, being a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
So that was 99 Problems, a Gray album. DJ Danger Mouse mixing the Beatles' White album into Jay-Z's Black album. Your mic sounds funny. Anywho, I hope everybody's enjoying what they're listening to so far. Just remember that, you know, it's SpankWagon.net, and we're pouring our heart and souls out for you. You don't have to, you know. It's what's in your CD player, not mine. All right. As he walks over to the vaulted mic of doom, boom, 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 boom. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool, am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Hey. So anyhow,
he's gonna start doing shtick. So I walk into this bar.
Two Jews walk into a bar. And
boo,
no.
Boo.
Yeah. So anyhow, like I said, the next song, it's kind of cheesy, but this is like another one of those looking back, reflecting songs, reminding me of my ill-spent youth that I really pissed away.
You have ill-spent youth?
Ill-spent.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Jesus. So anyhow, the next song should I be selected on there? It's going to be These Are Days by 10,000 Maniacs. Like I say, it's a complete, total left turn out of nowhere, especially with the playlist we both have been playing in mine. But and like I say, mine's like a lot of memorial look back on stuff, and this is more or less a happy one, I guess you could say. And I really didn't dig the song when it came out too much. I was like, that's kind of cheesy, but it kind of grew on me. So let's go ahead and play that. These Are Days by 10,000 Maniacs.
These are days.
Yeah. Am I on? Man, I'm on.
I can't hear myself.
Oh, I'm out of camera. My next song. Anyhow. Dude, that's me normally. All right, let's see. The next song actually is something that was sent to me by a listener. Hey, it was Toe. He didn't do it today, folks, so don't all get your panties in a bunch thinking you guys sent shit now. He sent this to me a few weeks ago, and I've been listening to it quite a bit, so I don't think I really want to introduce it other than it's ponderous, man. Ponderous. Ponderous. Not to be confused with Honduras. Play it. That's my introduction. Do what it is. You can cut my mic now.
This is ponderous, man. Really ponderous. One day, and nobody remembered who I was. So, I decided to take the day off. On my way out, I run into my boss, and he says, "Hey, you look familiar." I said, "Thanks. People say that a lot in these dreams." And the horns kicked in. My shoes started to squeak. Then all of a sudden, I'm standing on a beach in some tropical part of the world, and there's a sign that says, "Aren't you supposed to be at work?" Sort of screamed out at me. And I remember, I'd been here in other dreams. Usually there was a water polo game, and a girl who could talk with her eyes, and she'd say, shoes started to squeak. Before I knew it, I was walking near a word lake when a phone rings. And the operator speaks to me in a language I don't understand.
Okay, that was Ponderous by 2 and You.
Yeah, everybody in the chat room there was like, "I want this song now!"
Dude, it sounds like Tom's Diner Part 2.
Yeah, I won't argue with that. I won't argue with that one at all.
You know what, though? It could be worse. It could be worse. It's not a bad song, but like I say, it could be worse. Last week after the show, See, no, I take it back. Was it no, it was the week before last.
Yeah, week before last.
After the show, we went cruising down Las Vegas Boulevard, the strip, and in my SUV.
The strip.
And I started blasting Wesley Willis, Suck My Dog's Dick.
Couldn't believe that. I'm like, but...
We got the greatest looks from people. You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, but see, you were driving in such a way that your window was up and mine was down, and...
No, my window was down, too. I just happened to be in the fast lane. So you got all the
I got all the dirty looks, you know. Suck my dog's dick!
You were going to this, like, sup a Snow Leopard's booty hole. It was fucking...
Who even writes that shit? Anyhow.
You know, he's dead, actually, dude.
Yeah, we did. We covered it. Remember?
Yeah. I know. That's why I was... Never.
Surprise.
Man, that's like a dead poet, dude. Wesley Willis is the new Tupac. Anyhow, yeah, that's a good... You should get the webcam on you right now for just that hang your head and shake it in disbelief at what I just said. If only you could see Trench right now, folks. That's great. Next song up, this is something I discovered in the actually early to mid-90s. Yeah, no shit. Fucking weirdo, dude. Anyhow, the next song up is by a group called Lush. They're no longer together because one of their band members killed himself. But they were actually a very good band, and I actually...
Life is great. Bang. Fuck, yeah. I'm dead.
Yes, thank you. Anyhow, Lush was a British band, famous for Britpop, obviously, which they take for granted over there. I never heard over here, but I like Britpop better than I did American. Pretty good band. The first song I heard was Lady Killers. Not too bad, but I prefer this one over that one. And we'll go ahead and play that right now. This is called 500, otherwise known as Shake Baby Shake. Car song, kind of, yes, but still, nonetheless, it's a good one. So let's go ahead and let's listen to Lush off the album Love Life.
Shake, baby, shake. You know I can fetch you in my arms.
Haha. Am I on? Am I even on?
Can you hear me now?
All right. Let's see. What was that again? Okay. What car was that? But it was about that little itty bitty. It looked like a Le car, but it was smaller. It was even smaller than a Le car. Probably got great fuel mileage though. Anywho. let's see. What was my... Oh, yeah. Because I've been in a really, like I said, shitty mood. Today is like the first day that I have not been in a shitty mood all week long. We bring you plenty of Stripe. So what I've been listening to has been... I downloaded this. I can't remember where I got it, but I did download it. Probably not legally. Hmm. But anyhow... What? I'm a pirate! yeah. My... Arr! Oh. Anywho, the song, the group is called Sparkle Horse. It's indie rock, so most of you probably have never heard of it. as I slam down everybody out there. Huh? Exactly! Sellouts. But the group is called Sparkle Horse. The song is It's a Wonderful Life. And I like this song because it's supposed to tell you about all these great things that seemed pretty shitty. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good... I think it's almost deep. I really do. Anywho, Sparkle Horse, you're listening to a show... Oh, no, you're not listening to a show, not sure. You're listening to a Getting to Know You show, or Getting to Know Show. I'm Trencher, he's Claude. Wow, you're like the regular Shadow Stevens. Oh, Jesus.
I am cold.
So there you go. That was the It's a Wonderful Life. It's really weird talking about the cans on because I can hear all the noise in them.
Oh, yeah.
All the background noise and everything. From here, it sounds different because I can hear you and hear the speaker.
Exactly.
You can't even hear you.
No, I can hear me now.
Oh, okay.
I could not before, but I don't think I was talking clear enough into the mic.
That may be.
That had a big part of it right there.
Yeah, we're pretty fucking bad about talking into the mics.
Of course, you know, I am speaking, so the camera should be on me. Hint, hint.
Oh, yeah. You got to hit the button. Thanks.
Yes, how are you? Okay, so anyhow, I really don't want to send you guys over the edge because we have the unholy trinity of depressing songs.
Yeah, but you like that song and you know it.
It's a good song, you know, Dawn of the Dead. So anyhow. But yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll play something upbeat, and then we'll have to go into a commercial because we've got to pay some bills. But first of all...
Because we're sellouts!
You know, I think I have that song by Real Big Fish. Yeah. Anyhow, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play another song here. This one's called Blue Skies by BT. I got this song for free because it came with my PowerBook. I don't know.
Bonus.
Yeah, so I don't know if Apple put it on there or the last person did. Who knows? But, fire sale. Anyhow.
Everything must go.
Yeah, so anyhow, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this. It's called Blue Skies by BT. It's a collaboration with Tori Amos. It's a depressing song, but it's really kind of upbeat. This is another one of those cold, you know, or brisk mornings, you know, where it's cold, but the sun is warm, and you got the windows down, and you're just driving at top speed. It's also a really good kind of dance song, too, that I'm sure that if I was on Ecstasy, I could, just jam out to.
Just to let you know in the chat room, Wastrel's like, play all the depressing stuff. We can take it. No, Wastrel, you can take it. But I don't know if anybody else really could.
Because between track two, It's a Wonderful Life, and Needle in the Hay, the last one, dude, Jesus, that's some whiskey and a gun, and your life is over. I'm serious. You would kill yourself. I think the only other song... and that comes close might be Adam's song, but that's too happy to me. Exactly. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead now and we're going to play Blue Skies by BT, collaborating with Tori Amos. This is more upbeat, but still kind of a depressing message. And so we'll keep you guys around. Yay, I'm happy. Or sad. Yes. So here we go, Blue Skies. We'll be right back.
Wow, that was a nice sudden ending. Crash. We're done with the song. Moving on. Now everybody in the chat room was saying, well, that's not a dead depressing of a song. That's kind of disturbing, actually. No. I may have flipped through it when I was, like, checking out, like, in the guide or the online TV guide. Said, ooh, vagina, I bet that's a, you know, Skinamax. And click there, and it's that lady with the sort of the bob cut going, wah, 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 wah. I'm like, click.
They like, make their
fingers
soft.
Did you just say cooters? You just fucking said they make their cooters. The only thing I can think of, whatever anybody says cooter is, Dukes of Hazzard. So now I'm imagining vaginas wearing dirty ball caps. Thank you. Now you understand. All right, real quick, we're going to play a couple bits of advertising. And we're sellouts. So let me just cue that up. Why don't we just, you know, play them through here. Hold on, let's... Okay, let's hit the button again.
You're tuned in to LVRocks.com. Noise from Vegas.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
The internet was just born. Back in the old days. Did we have the show last week? Guess it wasn't the problem. What was your dad's website? Now I'm curious. What was your dad's website? Yeah, let's use anecdotal proof that some... Well, fuck it. All right, the next song, actually, let me take a look. Look at our time and everything.
We have plenty of time.
We never have enough time. Actually, I'm feeling a little bit like techno, if you don't mind bringing it up. Actually, I grabbed this song, I think it was off of download.com or something like that, recently, but I liked it enough to keep listening to it. It's definitely not part of the trifecta of depressing... Yes, I killed your mic. You don't have to look so shocked. Okay. It's not part of the
trifecta of
depressing music. It's a pretty good song, though. It's called Eternal Life. I don't know... Who does it say it's by? Because I haven't even memorized it yet. It's cut off. Okay. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio only app. Now... I'm going to say now is about the last chance. Get your asses into the chat room if you haven't gotten there already, because we're going to be doing Mad Props, Dead Celebrity, and shit like that here in a little bit. But now, first, the Tesla Electric Light Orchestra, whatever. Listen to the damn song. So that was, I knew it would sound better. I just had to fix it during that little musical interlude. Because you know what's coming up right now? Well, if you can hand it over. Oh, shit, I didn't even give you a chance to cue it. Yeah. You may want to cue it, just to be fair. Prepared? Well, I didn't give you a chance. It's a lot my fault. I mean, it's a lot of my fault. Whatever. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you are cool enough to hang out with us in the chat room, we are cool enough to make fun of you and mention your name while doing it. So let's get started, shall we? They call him the man of a million voices. However, we've only heard one, and it sounds pretty squeaky. Let's give it up to Airwolf. He comes in the week every week, or he comes in the chat room every week. Right now, he's SOTD. I don't know if that means he's got an STD. Well, we hope for a speedy recovery for Chazad. Hey, he's a frequent listener, constantly calls in and contributes. It's all good. It is Ikari. We're doing really quick this week. This week, he said he wasn't going to be here, but I guess he is. So he's a lying bastard. He's Reverend Hammer. Let's also give it up to the man who loves Dart Girl, and we're going to post that all over the Moparts message boards. Let's give it up to Skier. Hey, he's like a drink, you know, the kind you get at the sports bar. He likes handing himself out to a bunch of men. It's creamy, it's smoothie. This other person's away from the keyboard, so, well, they don't really count, but, you know, they're just... I don't even know if they're listening. Oh, well. Fuck them. Let's give it up... Let's also give it up to the man who gave us Ponderous, thus a good thing to play during this show, and he was equally amazed that we actually played it. I guess that's pretty ponderous, man. So. Also coming up into the chat room, he asked a bitch about everything because, well, he doesn't want to stop BitTorrenting to enjoy 2 hours of music, conversation, and fun. Well, I guess I wouldn't blame him. I'd rather BitTorrent, too. Let's give it up to Virtual One. Hey, he's a man, he's a geek, he's Volcurus. And finally, this is the captain of the, I guess you could say the most depressing cheerleader girl squad ever. Let's give it up to Wasp Girl. Waste Girl. Waste Girl. Now, have you noticed, now that your mic's sounding better, you've been pegging it out again? Yeah. Hey... Which is good. I can hear you, too, finally. Hey, let's also do our dead celebrity of the week. Do you got that cued? This is going to suck for us. Hi, laddie. It's good. This week's dead celebrity of the week is Johnny Ramone, guitarist and co-founder of the seminal punk band, The Ramones. They influenced generations of rockers, and he has died. He was 55. He's whoever wrote this. Ramon, who had been fighting with a 5-year battle with prostate cancer, died in his sleep Wednesday afternoon at his Los Angeles home. He was surrounded by friends and family. He was the guy with the strategy. He was the guy that not only looked after the band's interests, but was also their defender. Ramon, whose birth name was John Cummings, that would have changed it too, had been hospitalized in June at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, where everybody in Hollywood goes to die. It's true. Johnny Ramone co-founded the Ramones in 1974 in New York, along with singer Joey Ramone, bassist Dee Dee Ramone, and drummer Tommy Ramone. Tommy, by the way, is the only surviving member of the original band. All four members had different last names, but took the common name of Ramone, because Spielberg was already taken. This week's dead celebrity, Johnny Ramone, 55 years old. All right, why don't we cut back to the regular music for the rest of the show now that we've had our dead celebrity and mad props taken care of. Yes, Juan Ramone died. Actually, it's here. Joe Ramone died, of course, lymphatic cancer. Dee Dee Ramone died from drug overdose in 2002. By the way, Joe Ramone died in 2001. It sucks to be a Ramone. You're gonna die. Is it yours or mine? Oh, it is yours, isn't it? Yay! that song still had 9 minutes to go, 5 minutes into it. Yeah. But we are going to play a little different song here because it's something, you know, I like. I really do. Yes, it does. It's something I enjoy listening to, especially really loud. And back when I got the CD new, I really loved cranking the CD. But I found this one. It's a live version. It's alive. I don't know about that. Actually, I think it's recorded live. But hey, why don't we just go ahead and enjoy it? You know, it really doesn't need an introduction. You can figure this one out. By the way, Spankwagon Radio. Cool. We'll be back in a moment. Actually, you know, and I really like the live version. I mean, I like the normal version. Of course, The chat room gets a good reaction, like, you know, Toe's like, oh, turn it down, and Wastrel's like running away, Rev's head banging, so.
I think.
From the same one they did the cover of Sweet Dreams. Oh, no, Portrait of American Family, right. So, yeah, Manson's an interesting one. Like, people, you know, like, oh, he's anti-devil. Well, maybe, but he sure does know how to get his particular message out there, if anybody ever does. But anyhow, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. So that was a what? Yeah, we remember the lyrics too. And you know, what's funny though, like for Rev and me, you know, we're from the Midwest. You know, we're from, you know, Iowa, so, you know, we're all Michael Boltoning and all white guys singing rap. You know, you're a little different. You're from L.A., so, you know, if you were to caught singing it, you would have been getting shot. So, you had to learn how to be hip, huh? Nice. That's cool. Hey, my next song, actually, now this is, I guess it's sort of anonymous techno, because I picked it up and it sounded familiar and I couldn't place it, but I really, really think that it may be Propeller Heads. I'm not sure about that. The song is called Dive. We'll play it here in a second. Want to remind everybody who's listening in, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.net. Of course I whore the show in the second half. Got to keep it interesting, you know? And I also want to let everybody know that if you're tuning in, because we got people that are tuning in right now, you're listening, like I said, Spank Wagon. This is a what we call a getting-to-know show, where you actually listen and get to know the host through our music. Not our music, but through the music that's in our CD players at the moment. Yes, exactly. Exactly. So why don't we go ahead and play Dive by Propeller Heads, or so I assume. So it's like casserole, huh? Toe in the chat room. What did he say? Nice. A little more hip hop, you mean? What are you talking about? I don't know. First, why don't you tell them about the site? Doom 3. Yeah, although the gameplay was great and the sound and the visuals were great. You know, go figure. Fucking Christians. Who knew? Anywho, what's the song coming up next? Okay, I'll go with Rednecks, you go Salt Pepper, we'll, 1, 2, 3.
Go Shambo!
You win.
Nice.
We took all that dead air to play that. Jeez. Oh, Jesus, this is for you to choose. Surprise us.
But I'd been forgotten, I joke. Been married long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? But I've been forgotten, I Joe. I've been married long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe.
Jesus Christ. That ain't right, dude. All right, yeah, that was Cotton Eye Joe, the Rednecks. Everybody in the chat room, you know, I love watching. We're taking them on this roller coaster ride of songs that we're listening to right now that are in our discs and, you know, in our players, your iPod, stuff like that. And it's all up, down, up, down. They're really digging it. Of course. yeah. By the way, my song that actually I've been playing, like I said, I've been in a pissy mood this week. Even though I'm in a good mood today, I've been in a real shitty mood. So we could play that set number 2 there on your list. We'll play that number 2. That's a good one. But anyhow, remember, when we're not doing the show, check out the site, spankwagon.net. Everything is user-contributed there, you know? Yeah, getting to know show. Yeah. So don't forget, though, join us on the actual spankwagon.net site. A lot of, you know, it's an open-ended site, basically, because, hey, we're all geeks. We all have weird interests. We all like a little bit of everything. So post your shit up there, dude. Exactly. So let's go ahead and play that number 2 there. I guess this is for this show, track 2. We'll be right back. That was, you know, that's a. Are you giving out the tribute, the shout out, whatever? All right, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. Absolutely. We've got everything else that you need there. Hey. Chat and talking to internet radio shows. Yes. Pictures, yes. Hey, will you ship HTML? The new thing in the internet. You were mentioning something about Rick James. What was that about? On Rick James, what was it about? Well, I mean, what did he finally die of? That's a given. Really? How many? Wait. Vicodin, Xanax, I bet. Yeah. What else? So basically, he had a heart attack while being on a bender. A professional belief, right. Sucks to be dead in San Bernardino. Anywho, why don't we go ahead and cue that. Just wanted to let everybody know that you have been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. We're located on the internet at spankwagon.net. Yep. We also want to say a big thank you to the mothership here at LV Rocks for letting us play in their backyard and broadcast us from here. We want to say a big thank you to planetradio.us for bringing our show out to the masses. Hopefully they survived yet. That explains it. Hopefully they survived yet another hurricane. I'm your host, Trencher. That's fine. Also wanted to point out that we'll be here again next week, 6 p.m. Las Vegas time, whatever time it is where you're at. I think there was one more thing I wanted to mention. Big thanks. Definitely big thanks. This is Spankwagon Radio. Thank you.